Strawberry season has officially arrived, thanks to warm, dry conditions in May. Rob Gailey of Gailey Farms, who has about 8 hectares of strawberries on his Saanich land, said it's been great berry weather of late, with more likely on the way. I'm actually, coincidentally, bent over and eating strawberries right now, he said with a laugh when contacted on the weekend. Of course, you have to have quality control. Picking started Thursday, so there are already plenty of strawberries in the farm store at 4150 Blenkinsop Road, said Gailey, noting the entire South Island is known as a hotbed for strawberries. Gailey said customers have been calling the farm, nonstop, for quite some time asking when strawberries will be ready. The fruit available now represents early varieties, but more are on the way, he said. We'll have strawberries all summer long and into the fall. Farmer Dan Ponchett in Sonniton said he started picking strawberries a week ago, and expects the height of the season to be in another 10 to 14 days. It's going quite well so far. Like Gailey, he appreciated the weather in May, noting the dryness likely helped keep the berries from getting moldy. They have such a sugar content in them that they can get moldy in no time. The warmth also gave the berries a growth burst, said Ponchett, who has about 3.5 hectares devoted to strawberries, which he sells at Dan's Farm and Country Market. 2030 Bear Hill Road. Environment Canada meteorologist Armel Castellan said May was the warmest on record for the capital region since temperature and precipitation began being tracked at the Gonzales Weather Station in Victoria in 1875. The average mean temperature was 14.3°C, over 2 degrees more than the typical 12.1°THE. 14.2 millimeters of rain that fell at Gonzales in May was about 55% of normal. Victoria International Airport, meanwhile, saw only 30.9% of normal May rainfall with 11.6 millimeters. Castellan said June temperatures will likely continue to be above usual levels. Highs of 18°C and lows of 9°C are normal, but this week is forecast to see temperatures in the mid-20s. Jbell at timescolonist.com. ... to comment on this article, write a letter to the editor. Letters at timescolonist.com.